The Congressional Black Caucus's annual legislative week is underway with the title, Still I Rise. That is the title of Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise. Meanwhile, there are several panel discussions being held today to include the state of Black America. That panel discussion is being led by the National Urban League's Mark Morial. On the panel included is Ben Jealous, the former head of the NAACP, as well as Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh. She discusses with me what she feels is the state of Black America.
It is in a position of need for leadership and a leadership accountability that we must look at government, especially in two different lights. One, providing services and opportunity. I just think for too long, we've not made folks accountable for the opportunities that exist as it relates to government and how we pull those who are in the private sector into those opportunities. I mean, just for example, in Baltimore, we got $1 billion of work to be done in our infrastructure. And so we should be planning ahead to make sure that African Americans and other minorities get an opportunity to partake in that wealth building. And when I think about investment portfolios, you know that in the state of Maryland, I required the state to diversify its investment portfolio, which led to us moving from $300 million to $5 billion in investment with African Americans and other people of color. You know, I think Shonda Rhimes said it best when I was at a conference. She said, we should be doing what's normal. Diversity and inclusion is normal, and this country needs to act like it.
Well, let me ask you this last question. You reached out to President Trump in a letter. What happened? What was the response?
Well, let me just say, as far as housing and community development, because you know we know the housing commissioner, we've been able to get some assistance. We've also gotten some assistance from the Department of Justice. I think part of it for leaders is understanding how to go about the business of getting the money, and we've been able to access that. You know, I'm in a state where we have a Republican governor, but we have a Democratic General Assembly, and so I work, you know, across the board to make sure that the resources that the city needs gets there.
April Ryan, AURN News.